following interview is for the AP US History program. The interviewee is Carl Burnett. The interviewer is Annie Lennox. The interview took place on May 31st, Wednesday, roughly around 4 p.m.
Hey, wait a damn.
Oh. Why is it flickering? But it's moving, so I think it's working. See, as long as it's moving, I think.
Okay,
it's
fine. Okay, so we're on.
Okay, we'll start now.
Okay.
Please tell me the general outline of your life leading up to 1950, where you lived, your family, you know, etc.
Okay, I lived in Beaver Creek, Oregon, which is southeast of Oregon City. And I lived with my mother and my sister and my older brother, or two older brothers. And we was actually a poor family, really. We didn't have much. And so, I would just go to school and come back home. I didn't work or have a job or anything. And went up to junior year in high school. I joined the Air Force in 1952, and 52 to 1956, I was in the service in the United States Air Force. Okay.
We're not going to pause it, because last time I think that's why it stopped.
All right. That's okay.
Okay. So, obviously, you weren't drafted, you volunteered.
Right.
And you're in the Air Force.
Right.
Right? And the training you had, could you describe that for me?
The training I had, we had 8 weeks of intensive training, which was very, you got up at 4:30 in the morning and you went to bed at 9 o'clock that night. And that was continued for 8 weeks. And then after the 8 weeks, they sent you to a technical school. And that was there for 3 months. And then after you've graduated from there, they sent you to a permanent base someplace in the United States. Mm-hmm. And they give you all types of military training. In other words, you went out and just, if you were going into combat, they trained you. Psychologically and also with weapons and whatever it took to fight the enemy.
I see. What were your thoughts and feelings when you first entered the war or joined the military?
When I first went in, I had no feeling. I didn't know what I was even getting into. But when you went down to basic training at first, it was very rigid. In other words, you did what they said, and that's all. You didn't think for yourself.
In your opinion, why were we fighting in Korea?
Because North Koreans had attacked South Korea. And we actually, at that time, we did have American troops there. And they were overrunning. They actually overran some of the bases that Americans were stationed at in Korea. And so that was one reason how we got into it to start out, because they was actually fighting with the Americans as well as the Koreans in the Korean War. They would be fighting the Koreans. Okay.
So what did communism mean to you at the time? Do you think it was a serious threat from communists in the U.S.?
At that time, when I first went into service, I knew that they had, communism was a threat to the United States, because they had already got nuclear bomb secrets, and they had also conquered space before we did. I was well aware of communism, but nobody bothered me, or I never thought about other than that. So it was, I don't like communism because we don't like communism. So.
What was your opinion of the enemy, the North Koreans?
The North Koreans?
Chinese.
The Chinese and the North Koreans, we did fight them, and you had to take and dislike them because they were our enemy, and you couldn't say we're not other nice people because they were killing the American people, and so you didn't like the communists or the North Koreans.
Okay. What was your opinions of the South Korean allies and other UN forces?
They were actually our allies, and they were good, and we were trying to help protect them, and the United Nations forces, which we helped even train, it was good.
It's good. Okay. And your opinions of our leaders, Truman, MacArthur, Eisenhower?
Truman, in the service, you didn't talk bad about the president because they would think he was a communist and really you'd probably get in trouble. But Truman, he was okay. And to me, I really didn't care either way. I really wasn't into politics at that time to think about, you know, what Truman was or what he did or anything else.
Do you think he was justified in firing MacArthur?
I would say so, because MacArthur was getting to a point where he wasn't listening to anybody, and he was actually, he wanted to go up and start war with China. He thought that the Korean War was his war, not the war, right, because he was going to go up, he was going across the 38th parallel, which was the border between North Korea and South, and he wanted to go up and just wipe them all out. And so I think it was justified.
Okay. Did you favor using atomic bombs in Korea?
No.
Why not?
Well, it was probably at that time I might have thought it was, but now I don't. But because I didn't know really the extent.
Okay. Did you favor using atomic bombs in Korea? Why or why not?
At that particular time, when I was in the service, I thought that we could or should, or but I really wasn't too much on what we did with them. In other words, whether you bomb, that was their problem. I didn't care if they bombed them or not, because I wasn't in there, over there, and I wasn't getting shot at, so I didn't.
Did you realize the effects of the atomic bomb?
At that time, no. We had a vague idea how much damage it could do, but we didn't, for radiation and stuff like that, they never told us that it could be, in other words, it would be a big problem. We never thought of that.
So they never went over it in your training or anything with the military part?
With the nuclear? Yeah, they showed you what the bomb could do. Yeah, but they never, you know, mentioned that, you know, the radiation and everything, or afterwards, the problems that it created afterwards. It just showed what effect the bomb had on a certain area when they bombed them.
I see. Okay. So did you fear that this war would lead to World War III with Russia, the USSR?
No.
No.
I didn't think so. In fact, I was just waiting for the end of it so I could go back. There was something else. it was kind of actually when the war came, it was kind of a shot in the arm for the economy for the United States, because we were in kind of a depressed area, a depressed time. And the war did help bring the economy up. It's like guns for butter. That's the using the economic term here.
Okay, so once we had retaken South Korea, do you think we should have crossed the 38th parallel into the north?
I don't know. Really, I don't have no feelings. I think that maybe it wouldn't have been a bad idea, but that would have been somebody else we would have had to take care of too. And by stopping at the 38th parallel, it was that was North Korea, and that's where we just wanted to push him up across the line. Not see, MacArthur wanted to go all the way into North Korea and wipe it out. That's why Truman fired him.
Okay. So, how would you describe U.S. morale during the last year of the war?
They were very patriotic. They didn't demonstrate. If you were drafted, you went. And in fact, most of the kids that got out of high school, they went in the service. And if they didn't go in the service, they was drafted soon afterwards. So a lot of kids right after they got out of school, they went in the service. And
how were you received when you returned home?
Oh, like a hero.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get a parade or anything?
When you were in a uniform, you were thought of as something special, really. And in fact, even, you know, when you went there, you went home, and then all your relation and the neighbors and everybody else thought it was great. Yeah. There was no demonstration or anything. In fact, if you demonstrated, they'd probably classify you as a communist.
What were your feelings about the way the media covered the war?
It was good, but you only seen the one side that was winning, and you didn't see the other side.
Did they always make the U.S. think that they're winning all the time?
Oh yeah.
Or did they ever tell us the bad news?
No. Well, we never lost.
Oh.
According to the news, we never lost. We never lost any plane. As many bodies come home, we still never lost.
So did you think that the civilians had an accurate picture of the war?
Oh, no, but I don't think they even know what war is like unless you've been in it. Because it's really hard to explain. So actually, some civilian can be demonstrating here against what I would have been doing or some of the soldier would have been doing. And he would have no idea what that person was up against.
Do you think they really knew what was going on at all?
To some degree, yes, they did, but not everything. I don't think the government gave them a very clear picture of what was happening.
Did you have a sense that there was a home front which supported your fighting? Any events or changes in the area where you used to live as a result of the war?
The people were behind you. Most of the people wasn't for the war, but they wasn't against the war. But they looked at it, they referred to it as a police action. It wasn't a war. It was never a declared war.
Okay.
like we declared war on Germany and Japan uh-huh. and Italy. We never declared war there. It was a police action, United Nations police action.
So, you are probably aware of the recent reports that Americans participated in executions of Korean civilians. Were you aware of any of this kind of activity?
No, you don't. Even in the military, you don't. People don't talk about that. No, America participated in executing civilians. We didn't look at that. If you've seen something on TV, if they never showed any dead people, they might have showed capturing some North Koreans, but that part you didn't know about.
See.
We wasn't aware of any, nothing like that.
Were your feelings about the war different afterward than they had been in the beginning?
No, it was the same, the first till the last, really. The only thing I thought, well, God, it's over and I'm not going to go to Korea.
So, like, in the beginning, did you feel more like you didn't know much, but then towards the end,
oh yeah,
you were more
yeah,
involved.
Yeah,
in
it. I knew.
Or did you know like everything in the beginning? What was
no,
going on?
No, I knew nothing.
Yeah.
Very little.
Do you still keep in touch with the men you served with?
A few of them. Yes.
You can go on if you have more to say.
Okay.
I don't mind. But yeah.
we correspond. You know, actually. Not every day or call, but like I said, with some of the friends that I was in the service with, I do keep in contact with.
Did you receive any benefits from being a veteran?
Yeah. I got, after I got out, I got, they paid me to go to school. And I could go to the Veterans Hospital, and I did have a hearing disability when I got out, and I got compensation for that. And that's all I can think of right now. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. So on the whole, did your service in Korea or being in the military and stuff, did that impact your life?
A little bit, but not really that much. I think it kind of helped me really to understand myself and realize there. Because before I went into service, I was kind of hard-headed and it helped me understand the people from actually all over the United States, which is different, and also helped me understand people in different countries there, which were different, and I could understand them better. And so that's one of the things that, you know, it impacted my life to understand the people better.
Did you think our military commitment to South Korea was worth it in the end?
Well, yeah, I think so, because actually they were dedicated to the North Koreans. They wanted to go and just totally wipe out South Korea, and they wasn't doing it in a real kind manner. Like they did, so they were just shooting everybody that they came in contact with. So I feel that our commitment there in South Korea was worth what we did. Yeah.
I'm going to ask other questions.
Okay.
Okay. So, well, you were located where? Arizona?
Yeah.
So, were you aware of the bomb testings, weren't there?
Oh, yeah.
In Nevada, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how did you feel about that? Were you off kind of close to that area?
No, I didn't.
You didn't care?
I didn't have no feeling whatsoever. But in later years, in fact, in 1958, I was stationed in Nevada. And I was fortunately enough to see the cloud go up the last nuclear blast that they had in Nevada.
Were you scared?
No.
Didn't bug you?
No, it didn't. I was far enough away.
Oh.
Yes, and after that, I was even sent to the island that in the Pacific, where they had tested nuclear bombs. And in fact, I was there right after they had tested the last bomb there too. But radiation, you didn't think about the damage it could do, or really the only thing that you knew that a nuclear bomb could wipe out a large area at one time and do a really devastating destruction.
So in the area that you were located,
yeah.
Was like the people around, like civilians, were they all scared of communists and like the threat of a nuclear war and making little shelters, bomb shelters?
Yeah, we were scared. We was afraid of Russia because it was, at that particular time, we didn't know what they were going to do or what they were up to. And they were considered our enemy as well as the Koreans was at that time. But we didn't look at the Chinese as actually being that bad.
Really? Okay. Was there any organizations that, like, in Hillsboro they had sky watchers who would go on top of high schools and watch the sky like 24 hours a day to see if they can see a plane or bombs coming?
Well, the First World War, the Second World War, that they used to have spotters, you know, at the beach and everything, you know, that actually watch for planes or anything that did. You had your air raid drills, where you shut your lights out and everything like that. But during the Korean War, it was, when I was home there, really, it wasn't that much that I know of. They had people that did any watch, you know, what's the word for it? In other words, they didn't have anybody to watch for airplanes or anything like that. We didn't have actually no fear of them coming over here or Russian coming here.
So, to wrap it up, you know, is there anything you want to tell me that you think of about this time and the whole Korean War? Anything at all?
I don't know.
Anything interesting? Funny stories?
That one, you was in the service, that's one place you really didn't want to go. It wasn't because of the battle, it's just because people that came back that you talked to, it just wasn't a good place to be. And so when I was in the service, every month that the assignments come down, I was glad that I wasn't on there. And because I didn't want to go there, it just, if they would have asked me to go, I would have went. Or they would have told me to go, I would have went. They don't ask you. And so it really, that in the service, sir, you did your job and you really didn't think how bad the place was. And but you knew that the Russians were a threat and they were aiding North Korean convert jumping into Vietnam War there now. But other than that, I can't think of anything right now.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, when I was in Arizona, they used to take Army personnel and station them right around where the nuclear bomb blast was. In other words, the fear of radiation really wasn't even in question then. And so they used actually American people, you know, for testing. And so there was no thought of really, other than a certain area, that was it. And you couldn't be harmed outside that area. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw, like, they showed us videos about testing the bombs, was it? The Bikini Islands?
Yeah.
You heard about that? Actually, I don't know if that's in the time period, but...
Yeah.
And they, like, did in the ocean, they had all these ships at different distances from
right.
the bomb to
yeah.
see how the... That's just hilarious. It's like,
they're
sending the people to die.
Well, there were just the ships. That were, the people they had moved off the island, off of Bikini Island, and they moved them to another island. And that was actually radioactive, and it's still radioactive to some degree. In fact, when I was stationed over on Inuwikak, which was the operation point for the nuclear bomb, that we used to go to off-island trips to Bikini.
Oh,
and then I seen on TV there that actually it was still a hot island with radiation. So that's how much we knew about it and understood.
Okay. Anything else?
But the nuclear bomb, you know, it was looked at as a weapon of mass destruction, but not as over a long period. In other words, the radiation and stuff like that stayed around. They didn't look at that now. They didn't know that much about it yet, I don't think.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah.
Last time.
Yeah.